or we go home and we praise him and we live just like Jesus did. I know at Gahanna, and I think other schools did it, we did something called Rachel's Challenge, and that was, Rachel was a girl that was shot at Columbine, at the Columbine shooting, and she was friendly to everyone. So because of her, they made this challenge, and we were supposed to do a good deed to someone, and if the person who received the good deed was supposed to go and do a good deed to someone else, whether that help pick somebody's books off the floor when they drop it at school, or hold a door open for someone. I remember when someone did drop their books, I think 10 people dropped their stuff to help her in the hallway. Some would compliment others' outfits, and some would do other stuff. I say we should do something like this to go out and show our kindness as Christians. And if we can't do that, then how can we expect to get eternal life? John chapter 3, verse 36 says, "Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him." We think if we just believe in him, we get eternal life. Well, church, with rights comes responsibilities. And being a Christian, there's a lot of responsibilities. We come to church, sit through a sermon daydreaming about what lunch is gonna be like, and then leave here and forget all about what just happened during this sermon. We need to come to church devoting ourselves to God. One way to devote ourselves is to show our kindness. And by doing something kind. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." We all look good on the outside. We smell nice, we dress up for church, but do we look like that on the inside? Now, at church camp, we took cups, two cups, and one was dirty on the outside, but clean on the inside. So it had dirt on the outside with clean water. The other was clean on the outside, but had dirt all in it in the inside. Now, I'm pretty sure that this one, he just wants to be like everyone else. But really, we should be like this, because church, this is fake. Can't be fake. So we need to come out and we need to show our inside. Now, we come to church and we praise him, but how are we expecting for someone to come help us if we're clean on the outside? Because to them, that looks like nothing's wrong with you, or that you're just perfect, but really you're not. Some don't like to speak out, and I get that. But if we show the church that we're dirty on the outside, then we don't have to speak up. They'll come to you and they'll help you. And if we are fake, then the church is accused of being fake. If the church is accused of being fake, then how are we gonna get new members? How are we gonna expand the community? And if we don't speak out, or we don't dress what our heart looks like, then we just go back to our own ways at home. We do nothing about Christians. We have to dress so we can get help. And when we get help, we should go out and help someone else, just like Rachel's challenge. Now, someone who did step up last week was Rebecca, and we showed our unconditional love and comforted her. That's what we have to do all the time. We can't be judgmental, because if we're judgmental, no one wants to show that they're dirty on the outside or dirty on the inside, because we're just gonna judge them. So as a church, we need to step up and we need to help people so that we line the pressure for those who are scared to come out. And if you think you're scared about coming out and telling us that, oh, you did something wrong, well, Jesus was whipped a ton of times because of what he believed in. He had to carry a cross with a crown piercing his head, and then he was nailed on that cross. If you think, that was a long time ago, well, what about ISIS? They're killing all those Christians. It still happens today, church. One way to get out of your comfort zone is to talk to the needy. If we talk about Christ with the needy, then we let them know that God loves them, and we share the gospel too. It's a win-win. And if you are rejected, you never know if you'll see them again. But if you do share the gospel with someone, I want to see effort to go back to them. I don't want to see you just go once, talk about the gospel, and then never talk to them again. Because there's over 1,000 pages in the Bible. Do you think one little 5-minute talk is going to cover all of that? I don't. Well, Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 says, "Blessed are the persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Now, there's more in that just being persecuted to get into heaven. But if we are persecuted, then we'll have a spot in heaven if we do everything else. It says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, that he made us in his own image. Well, he was persecuted too. That means we have to be persecuted. Now, it may be hard to show your faith in public places such as work, school, stores, but if we take baby steps, one person at a time, then others will see and do the same, just like Rachel's challenge. But let's call this Jesus' challenge. The challenge is to go out and share your faith with one person, not your best friend, but someone you haven't met. I know that Eric, Mark, Josh, Nathan, and I went to Gail Bradley's old roommate Donna's house yesterday, and we cleaned her siding for her. That's something that we have to do. It's for Christ. We have to go out there, and we have to help people who can't be helped. Eric, you had the mindset of doing that. He asked all of us. And if we have Eric's mindset, then this challenge, the results are endless. Now, we can also make this a real thing, and if we go out and do that, we've told approximately 100 to 200 people. Now, if those people go out and tell their friends, it will grow exponentially. Now, let's open our jar and make this challenge a real thing. We should all share the gospel whether we are rejected or not. Chris Dixon once said, "If you're not rejected on a daily basis, then your goals aren't ambitious enough. If you are rejected, then I challenge you to go to a different person the next week." If we do this for 12 weeks to 12 different people, and they go out and tell people about this, then we shared it to a lot of people. It's huge. If, I mean, this would be a great thing to do. I mean, to show our faith and to go out and show that you're a Christian. So, if, as the praise team comes up to sing Nearer Still Nearer, we would invite you to come up if you're struggling with a problem and would want the church to help you or Christ to be in your life. We invite you to come up and see one of the elders. We will help you just like Rebecca last week.